Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Q104, good morning. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Did you get any alerts on your phone last night, Alyssa?
No.
See, I don't know how that works, because it was a wild night last night if you were on the west side.
How far north, though? Because I was in the suburbs yesterday.
Oh, okay, so the alerts that come to your phone, what, they use the GPS tracker and they figure out where you are in that moment? And
I believe so.
That's how you get the alert?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
That's interesting. I wonder if you would have gotten the alert if you were downtown, because this storm last night spared downtown Cleveland and the east side south of Cleveland. So you were where last night?
I was in Strongsville, Brunswick. I was home seeing my family yesterday. But as I was driving back last night, it was funny because was there a tornado warning alert
yes.
that came through?
Tornado warnings on the west side.
So as I was driving home, though, I saw like three of those digital billboards
uh-huh.
that were showing like tornado warning
yeah.
with like details. I was like, that's new. Like, I've never seen one of those before on a billboard.
But it didn't say where the tornado warning was in effect?
I was driving. I was too fine a print. I wasn't going to read it.
No, it was just a west side thing last night. And it came in kind of late to the point where it annoyed my wife, because it happened right during bedtime routines for the boys. So it kind of threw everything off, you know, because they're supposed to be in the shower and, you know, in pajamas and get ready for bed. And then we had these tornado warnings. The first one came in until 9:15, and then it was extended until 9:45, which really annoyed my wife.
I love that Paula was annoyed by what the weather was doing.
Well, you had to take it seriously because of what happened about a month and a half ago, where we actually had tornadoes in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And people lost power and damage to homes and, you know, things of that nature.
I felt so stupid after that, because moving here, my fiance Bryce is from Southern California and he's really worried about tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, we get warnings and watches all the time. It's no biggie. It's no big deal. They never touch down. And then all of a sudden, there was damage everywhere. And I was like, I stand corrected. Like,
yeah. So this storm, it was west side. It pounded Lorraine, Elyria, Avon, Avon Lake, Westlake. And we were in the path.
Yeah, you're right there.
And we were supposed to get it, and then it turned north, like when it got to Avon, and the storm went into the lake, and that was it. Like, I saw lightning and thunder, or I saw lightning and thunder and heard thunder last night, but we barely got rain. So it's like, well, that was exciting, and then we went to bed.
I mean, I barely even hit a drizzle on my way home, and I took 71 all the way to downtown to 90.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I didn't even have my windshield wipers on. I kept kind of clicking them to give me, like, one swipe.
Yeah.
But I didn't even have to have them on, so I didn't even really know that it was storming.
Yeah, it's...
I just stay so blissfully unaware of everything, apparently.
It's fascinating to me that we all live in the same region, but we can experience different weather at various points.
Like, that's right, Northeast Ohio for you, friend.
Like right now on the East Siders are like, yeah, you know, get back to us in a few months when we've got a big snowstorm and you guys don't have anything over there on the West Side.
Yep.
So yeah, exciting night. Hope you had a good night. The Q Morning Show. Thank you for being back this morning. It's Q104. Q104. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So every Monday after our show, we have a post-show meeting in the boss's office.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we walk into the office and sit down. And Alyssa, for some reason, at that point, is just a stream of consciousness of just interesting tidbits and stories that come out of her mouth. As if she hasn't been talking for 4 hours straight.
I like to talk.
She needs to talk some more. And so I just sit back and I open up my notes app and I just start writing things down, because if she's going to reveal this much information, I'm going to take things and I'm going to bring it to the show.
See, this is why I reveal so much, because you sit there silent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can't have silence. So I just keep talking.
And sometimes I don't, after I write the note down in my notes app, I don't even remember the context of what you were talking about, but this is what I wrote down. I broke up with all my relationships at Chili's.
Well, yes. Chili's was my breakup spot.
So you had a designated breakup spot.
Yes, I did.
When you needed to get out of a relationship, you decided to take them to Chili's.
Well, yeah, I don't want to spend a lot of money if I'm breaking up. I might as well go ahead and get some cheap margs and some skillet queso while I'm at it.
Would you pay for the bill after you broke up?
I usually would try not to. But I also, like, felt bad. I didn't want to, like, go somewhere nice to break up. I'm like, yeah, just get me something cheap.
Okay, so you're saying that you would force a guy to go to Chili's to have dinner with you, so you can break up with them, but then they still have to pick up the bill?
They don't have to. I don't force them to. But, like, if they do, I'm not going to feel bad about it, because it's Chili's. It's not like they're spending big money.
If you dump me at Chili's, there's no way I'm picking up that tab.
Well, that's you. You don't have to.
These guys would actually pick up the tab.
I can think of two of them that did, yeah.
After you broke up with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bigger man than me.
It's kind of like a nice little sign off. Like, all right, sayonara. But yeah, I always would go out somewhere to break up with people, especially when I was on the apps a lot and really just like having nothingness relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can get so sticky if you do it at a house, because then it's like, how do you leave? Like, and it drags on. But at least if you're out in public somewhere, it doesn't really drag. You go your separate ways and it's done.
So it's better to do it in public.
I totally think it's better to break up in public somewhere. But you've got to be careful about where you pick, because that spot is probably always going to remind you of breaking up. So my designated spot was Chili's.
216-474-0104. Here's what I thought we could get into. The unusual place, or maybe it's not unusual, the place that you got dumped, or you dumped someone. So you broke up, you got out of this relationship at this place. Because I'm thinking about my breakups. I can think of two places right now.
I was going to say, I know that people are thinking of a place right now, because that's one of those things you just don't forget. Like, if you're out somewhere and you get broken up with, you remember it.
Are you like Alyssa? Would you take your relationships to a certain place and then cut them loose at that place? Or was it just an unusual place in general? 216-474 0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Thanks for being here this morning. Hozier. The Q Morning Show. Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. Right now, Alyssa, it's Autumn in Kent. And guess who's on the phone? Autumn in Kent.
Oh, would you look at that?
I mean, it's Autumn everywhere, but it's especially... it's Autumn in Kent with all those beautiful leaves as you drive down Route 43.
Oh, yeah.
They really are changing quick.
Yeah, and Autumn is in Kent. Good morning, Autumn.
Good morning.
Okay, I just have one question. Where did you break up with your boyfriend?
I broke up with my boyfriend at the Cleveland Science Center.
The Great Lakes Science Center?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, that's all we wanted to know. You don't need to tell us the story.
No. I want to know. I want to know the rest of this. I got to know how we got here.
So I have only had two boyfriends, and one of them is my husband. We were high school sweethearts. So, of course, I broke up with this other guy in high school. We had our first kiss on the Washington, D.C. trip
at
the Washington Museums. And so then we ended up, like, going to a museum, and, like, we would do that all the time. And then he ended up being kind of a jerk. And I broke up with him on one of our trips to a museum.
Okay.
He's like, this was supposed to be our time together. This is our thing, going to museums. And you've spoiled it.
I really did.
Autumn, have you returned to the Great Lakes Science Center since that horrible breakup?
I actually did. We returned, me and my husband did, last year.
Was it sad? I mean, you were maybe sitting... you were watching the robotics challenge at Curiosity Open, and
no, it wasn't sad at all.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, I will remember you, and you just, like, a tear starts running down your eye.
No, I wasn't sad at all. It was actually a really good time.
You've got to keep in mind that you said that you and your husband are high school sweethearts, right?
Yeah.
So this breakup at the Science Center had to come before that. So you were super young.
That was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So you're making new memories at the Great Lakes Science Center is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's the best way. If you have bad experiences somewhere, you should go back and make good new ones.
That's some good advice from Autumn.
That is.
Go back to Chili's with your fiance.
Oh, yes. I will admit, I do go to Chili's with him sometimes, but when he asks me to go... I always think he's like, I'm like, are you going to break up with me? And he's like,
gosh.
No, why would you think that? I just want to go to Chili's. And I'm like, I don't know. This seems real sus. I don't know about this.
Thank you, Autumn, for calling in this morning. Alyssa and I are coming down to Kent soon. So
maybe we'll see you there.
We'll let you know.
Oh, my gosh. That's so exciting. I've been listening on the Odyssey app so that I can get these Sabrina Carpenter tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah, that would be...
Get in on that trip out to Hollywood, the Kia Forum for her show.
Yes.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know what Autumn's talking about, for every hour that you listen to Q104 on the Odyssey app, that is an entry for you to win this amazing trip to Hollywood to go see Sabrina Carpenter.
And all you have to do is listen.
Just like Autumn is doing. Thank you, Autumn.
You're so welcome. You guys have a great day.
I thought I saw a man brought to life.
I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being with us this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. So I should probably make a note of this. Alyssa is going to get married on October 11th.
Yeah. Yeah. It's coming up pretty soon.
Which is a Friday.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's also Veterans Day and my kids don't have school that day. Maybe I'll take that day off too.
You coming to Vegas?
I wasn't.
Come on out.
Wasn't invited to Vegas.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can come if you want. You're invited.
I'm invited now?
You're invited now. I'm giving you a nice 2.5 week heads up.
So
last
night, Alyssa was with family, and I guess you could say you were doing last-minute wedding prep, right?
You can call it last-minute, but it's really the only wedding prep that I've gone out and done.
What did you do last night?
So I had to take my dress to get it, like, a little bit altered, just a tiny little bit.
Where do you go do that, a dress-altering place?
Yeah, I had to go to a tailor.
Ah.
Had to take it to a tailor, drop it off. I pick her up next week. And then my mom really wanted to put together some flowers for me for the wedding. Keep in mind, I have to take everything to Vegas. So I'm not really quite sure how I'm doing this. But so we went to Hobby Lobby, got some fake flowers for her to put some arrangements together.
Fake flowers?
They're fake, yes. So they can be a little, like, squished up and we can fluff them up when we get there. But still... I'm not really sure how we're getting everything three time zones away.
What would you do with those fake flowers?
Hold them for pictures.
Okay.
My mom likes to make flowers. She needs something to do.
Okay.
So we'll put her to work.
Like a wedding bouquet.
Yeah. Yeah. Like one of those. She's going to make a boutonniere for Bryce, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was actually looking at my wedding pictures, and I don't think we had that. I don't think we had any flowers. I don't think Paula had a bouquet.
I was. wasn't planning on it. And then my mom was like, let's go do this. And I was like, okay. And then we got to the store and I suddenly turned into like an annoying child. I don't know what was wrong with me. I just like wasn't in the mood to look at floral. So I just started touching like everything else that would like make noise. I was like jiggling like the, they had like garland that was jingle bells.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, look how cool this is. And I'm like squishing all the squishmallows. There were some fake grapes that I was playing with. Meanwhile, my mother is like trying to pick out wedding flowers for me. And I'm like, I'm not old enough to be getting married. I'm bored.
You kind of regress back into that role of being at the store with your mom and you're a toddler again.
I'm just like pressing buttons so that everything makes noise, bouncing balls, like a menace, apparently, is what I turn into when I'm in a store that I don't want to be in.
So you have flowers? You're all set? Or
yeah, she's got to put together the arrangements. That's okay. Not my job. That's her job.
I mean, at this point, you're going to have to pack a pretty big suitcase.
Yeah, my fiance and I are only planning on taking one. So that definitely makes it a little... And he has to bring his tux, and I have to bring my dress.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of other things involved, too, so...
I thought you were going to say, we're only taking backpacks. We're not even...
How funny would that be?
We're not even checking luggage.
How funny would that be if we, like, stuffed the backpacks of all our stuff? That's not even something that, like, that's something we would do, too.
Yeah, why not?
I'm proud of us for at least planning to take... one bag.
When you check into the hotel, see if they have an iron or a steamer. You'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Right, it's okay.
Steam does wonders.
Oh, yeah.
It gets everything out. Am I the bleep hole on the way this morning? 7:25. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, am I the bleep hole? This is where you do something or you say something that you think is fine. In your mind, everything is cool, but someone has called you out and said, hey, that doesn't sound right. You might be the bleep hole. Alex from Bedford joining us. Alex, who thinks that you're a bleep hole?
My little brother.
Oh, so we got some sibling drama.
It's pretty common, though. Little brothers think big brothers are bleep holes. What did you do, though, Alex?
So I'm proposing to my girlfriend kind of around the holidays, and I just picked up the ring last week. So I was telling my little brother about it, about how it's done, and I was showing him some pictures. And then he asked if he could borrow the ring.
Hold on.
The ring you just purchased to give to your girlfriend.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He wants to borrow it?
Yeah.
For what?
He says that he's also planning to propose to his girlfriend, but like around Halloween. And he doesn't know if his girlfriend is going to say yes. And he doesn't want to spend the money on a ring right now. So he wants to borrow my ring as a placeholder to propose with. And if she says yes, then he'll get her own ring.
What?
So, yeah.
Wait, there's so much to unpack here. He doesn't know if she'll even say yes.
Yeah. He doesn't want to, like, waste money.
I've never heard of a placeholder ring.
Me neither. So, yeah. So I told him, no, you couldn't borrow it. And I don't, like, I've never heard that either. And I also think it's, I don't think it's fair to, like, my fiance for someone to be proposed with her ring. Like, I put a lot of thought and money in this, and she hasn't even seen it yet.
Yeah.
So he thinks I'm a bleep hole. He says that, like, I'm making a big deal out of nothing, and that he's going to give it right back after the proposal.
There's so many things about this that seem so wrong to me.
Like, am I the bleep hole?
I can't think in what world you would be the bleep hole. I'm trying to put myself in your brother's shoes to see where his head is at. The first thing that I would say to your brother is, this is not how it's done.
Yeah, you probably should not be proposing if you don't know, like, 99% that it's going to be a yes.
Right, yeah, like, I mean, my girlfriend and I have talked about getting married. Like, I'm not worried about her saying no.
Right.
Yeah. You're not the problem.
No, it's not you. It's not you, Alex. So you said that this is your little brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is some little sibling behavior right here.
Yeah, I feel that way, too.
But it's not like you can just take, like, a prop ring and for your brother to take that, ask his girlfriend to marry him. And then if she says yes, like, okay, I just wanted to see what you would say with this ring. I got to go out and get you your own ring now.
Just kidding. This isn't yours.
Yeah, it's not done that way. I don't understand where his head is at right now.
I guess he thinks maybe she's not going to pay that much attention to it or something, but it doesn't make any sense to me.
216-474-0104. I can't see anyone listening right now that would say, yes, Alex, you're the bleep hole for not letting your little brother borrow your engagement ring, the ring that you plan to give to your girlfriend, and just borrow it for a night.
Yeah, he's like not talking to me over it.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I understand money is tight right now. I get not wanting to spend big money on a ring, but like you can get them for cheap and just have that be the placeholder. Get a nicer one down the road if she says yes.
Yeah, I've heard of people doing that. Like, yeah.
216-474-0104, The Q Morning Show.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Q104, good morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Am I the bleephole? That's what Alex is wondering. Alex wants to propose to his girlfriend, maybe over the holidays. He's already got the ring picked out. His brother knows about it, and his brother's like, hey, you know what? I want to propose to my girlfriend, too.
Can I just, like, borrow the ring? Like, I just want it as a placeholder. He doesn't want to spend money on a really nice ring right now. He doesn't even know if his girlfriend's going to say yes when he proposes. So he's thinking that he'll just use this ring to propose with and then go get her one herself if she says yes.
Let's check the text coming in at 216-474-0104. Little brother's thinking crazy.
Yes.
His little brother's girlfriend should run.
Oh.
Let's see this text here. What if the brother's girlfriend loves the ring and wants to keep it? That's what I was thinking. What are you going to do? Take it from her?
Yeah. See, that's where we get really messy. And it's like, no, this isn't actually your ring. And it's like, then why are you proposing with it if it's not mine?
Something else that I thought is, what if the little brother takes the actual engagement ring, the one that Alex wants to give to his girlfriend, and he loses it?
Oh, I didn't even consider that. That sounds like something this little bro would do.
Those are the things that I think of. That's why I'm here. John is in Barberton. We may have some good advice for the little brother. John, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? What's your advice for Alex's little brother?
Okay, so this is what his little brother should do. His little brother should go to Kay's and buy one of those promise rings. And then when she questions why it's not an engagement ring, he can say, look, I did this because I thought this would be better, because then we can go and select you like one of those platform sets where it's the engagement ring and the wedding ring together. And you could help pick it, so you could pick something that you really love. But then the promise ring, which only costs a couple of $100, it's not really anything significant to lose. Out on money, he can go and propose to her with that instead of like what you guys are saying. What if she likes the ring and she wants to keep it?
Right. What do you think? Is that good advice, Alyssa?
I think that's great advice, because I think that especially in this day and age, a lot of women would prefer to pick out their own ring. If it's something we're going to have to wear every day, I would like to have some say in that. So I think that, you know, kind of flipping the script and saying, I wanted you to pick it out yourself. I think that that's a really good way to handle it.
Autumn in Kent is here. Good morning, Autumn.
Good morning.
Now, you said that a friend of yours did this. He proposed with a fake ring.
He did. He bought a really cheap ring and then went out and picked out a ring with her after he proposed, so that way it was still a surprise.
Okay.
It was still a surprise about the type of ring.
And when the proposal would be, you know, if like you pick out a ring, it's like, oh, within like the year, we're going to get engaged, you know?
Yeah.
I'm so confused. I really am.
What do you mean?
I don't get it.
You've never heard of that? Like I just said, like a lot.
Well, I've only done this once, Alyssa. I've only proposed once. So
Well, like I said, a lot of brides, I think, want to have a say in their ring.
Correct.
And so even like Bryce, before he got me my ring, he was showing me pictures of like, do you like this? What kind of ring do you want? That way, like, we're kind of collaborating on it, but I didn't know when the proposal was actually going to happen.
Okay. That's similar to how I proposed to Paula. She designed her own ring.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So she was totally in on it.
Except the only thing that she didn't know is when the ring was going to be delivered to me, like when it was actually going to be finished and, mm-hmm. and delivered. And then, so the proposal is the surprise. And this is another conversation, probably a longer conversation, but I was thinking that doesn't the ring sometimes sway the other person on if they're going to say yes or no?
God, I would hope not.
Oh, you don't think so?
No!
All right. Like I said, a different conversation. We'll get to that another day.
Oh my gosh, no!
You're not the bleep hole, Alex, and hopefully some good advice for your little brother there.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Meg from Bay Village is going to play today. Good morning, Meg.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well this morning. Thank you so much for having us on. It's a 3-question trivia challenge. You versus Alyssa. If she gets more questions right than you, she wins. If you get more right than her, you win. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 3 questions?
Yeah.
Let's go. Question 1. Who was the star of Lizzie McGuire?
Oh my God, what is her name? Hillary Duff.
Question 2. The author of the book, Oh, the Places You'll Go.
Dr. Seuss.
And question 3. In an alphabetical list of U.S. states, which state comes in last?
Wyoming.
Hey, Meg.
Yes.
3 for 3, baby.
Woo! Yes! All right.
Alyssa is about to get her first loss of this week. Let's get her back into the studio.
Alyssa, get in here.
What are you up to this morning, Meg?
I just dropped off my son at school. I'm going back to get my girls and take them to school.
Thanks again for having us on. Alyssa, sit down. You're in for it now.
You're a little too chipper for my taste right now, Bill.
Meg went 3 for 3.
Oh, Meg.
Sorry.
I am predicting an Alyssa loss today.
You're always plotting my downfall.
Postmortem is the day after my birthday, so I have my eyes on this prize.
She is focused. She is ready.
Yeah.
Okay, so your 3 questions, Alyssa. I am not going to score it as we go along. We'll just tally it up at the end. Question 1. Who was the star of Lizzie McGuire?
Hillary Duff.
Question 2. The author of the book, Oh, the Places You'll Go.
Dr. Seuss.
And question 3. In an alphabetical list of U.S. states, which state comes in last?
Wyoming.
Oh, man!
No.
Oh! I thought we had her.
No!
I just had to quickly sing the alphabet song in my head.
I thought we had her, Meg. I really did.
Oh, man, Alyssa.
I'm sorry.
So we have a tie today in Alyssa's College of Knowledge. When is your birthday, Meg?
September 30th.
Well, the day after, you're going to be seeing Posty.
Woo!
Happy birthday, Meg.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Made my birthday.
You did good. 3 out of 3. You couldn't have done better. So we got these tickets for you.
Give the old college try. My name is Meg, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
I don't like the way he's looking at you.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa has a look on her face right now. You look like I just said, here's some green beans. Eat these.
I feel like my face is probably worse than if you would do that. And I hate green beans. So it's really saying a lot. No, Bill told me that he's going to tell me something on the air right now. And I'm not going to like it. He's going to say something I'm not going to like. And I'm a Cancer. My feelings get hurt really easily. And I'm freaking out.
I've come to a conclusion. And I have realized that you are not going to like my conclusion.
Then why are you telling me?
Because I feel like I have to tell you.
You don't. No, you don't. You can keep it to yourself.
There's no secrets between us. We share everything.
Since when?
Since always. That's what this show's about.
Okay.
It's a partnership. We share things about our lives. So the other day you shared that you are in the process of house hunting right now. You and Bryce.
Yeah.
And you're getting married 2.5 weeks from today, or 2 weeks from Friday. and you're already looking to get into a house.
Right.
And you've been looking in the Strongsville area. Where else? Brunswick. You said Berea.
Berea, like Middleburg.
West Side.
Yeah, West Side.
Right. And right now, Alyssa currently lives downtown. She lives right next door to the radio station, where you can just walk outside and walk to work, and you're at work in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And so my conclusion is that once you find this house, I think in a couple of months, like once you find the house and you move into the house and you move out of the apartment and out of downtown Cleveland, I think you're going to regret that you created a situation for yourself where you're going to have a commute.
You think I'm going to regret that?
I think you are. I think that in a couple of months, once you get into the house, you're going to have a commute, like a 25, 30 minute commute or whatever. And then you're going to be like, man, I made the biggest mistake in the world.
Okay.
I had it so good living right next door to work.
I hear you. I understand what you're saying. However, I can't live in downtown Cleveland forever.
No one said forever. Short term, I think you're going to regret it.
I think I probably will regret not having a 30-second walking commute. I'm with you. That's going to happen. But what I am not going to miss is every other chore, every time else that I have to drive somewhere, it's such a chore. Going to the grocery store, treacherous, because I got to get out of downtown. I have to drive through alleys. I got to back out of my parking garage. I literally hit my car the first time coming out of the parking garage because it is so tight. So it really is a stressful situation for me.
I get that. And there's pros and cons to everything. I just think that you should have stayed downtown for at least your first winter here working downtown.
Because, oh, you think so?
Yes, because I think there's going to be one morning where you're going to wake up and it's going to be icy and snowy on the way into work. And you'll be like, screw this. I'm not coming in.
No, I will make it here. Bill, I went to Kent. I was in the snow belt. I had lake effect snow. There was one morning I was walking down Main Street and I fell, broke my headphones, ripped my leggings, was bleeding, and I still went to class.
Hey, look at you. You're a trooper.
Oh, and my glasses flew off my head and broke too.
All right. Well,
and I still went.
I hope my prediction is wrong.
I just want to be a suburbanite.
As you know, I'm not wrong often.
Yeah, he's always right. You know that.
I'm trying to cover my job. T-Swift, Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So is there something in your life that you would never, ever share with your SO? And the reason I bring this up is because the other day, what was it, Friday, I had to go out and do some yard work, power wash the patio, and my Bluetooth headphones are falling apart because I really can't take care of anything. It really annoys my wife. The little plastic things that go in the earbuds, like they're gone. And so I'm basically just sticking plastic rods into my ears. And then the right side has shorted out. So you can only hear audio out of the left side.
Oh, no.
But Paula was so mad. She's like, you don't take care of anything. And she wouldn't let me get any new ones. But then the other day.
She really does have three kids.
Yes. And like I said, she runs the finances. So if I want new headphones, she has to approve them first.
Well, maybe if you took care of your things, she would.
That's what she says.
Yeah.
But then I realized before I went to do the yard work that the headphones weren't even charged. So there was no battery in them. And I'm like, can I borrow your earbuds? And she's like, yes. And she gives them to me. And she says, just keep those. I'm going to order myself some new ones. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, I'll just order you keep those. I'll get some new ones.
Well, because she knows that they're probably going to break or you're going to lose one and she'll never see them again anyways.
Well, I'm like, why are you getting new ones? Why can't I have new ones?
And she's like, take care of your things.
No, but she says, because after you put my headphones into your ears, she's like, I don't want to put them in my ears ever again.
I'm with her on that.
I'm like, what? That is ridiculous. Why? Why would you? She's like, your ears and your earwax, I don't want to put that into my ear. And I'm like, we're married. We share a lot of things. Like the earbuds, it astounds me that that's where she draws the line on things.
That's the boundary. At least you know where it is.
Like, I'm pretty sure that we have shared a toothbrush in the past.
Yeah, but it's not like an all the time. I'm with her on that. Like, with the earbuds, because I actually, my earbuds are Bryce's old ones. But before I started using them, I gave those things, like, a nice cleaning. Because I also was like, this is kind of gross. But he got a new pair, and he was like, do you want these? And I didn't have AirPods. And I was like, well, yeah, I don't want to buy them. So took them, cleaned them up, and then now they're mine. Only mine. We do not share.
We have shared utensils, water bottles.
That's different.
How is it different?
Because you kiss her. Those are mouth things. That's like putting your mouth on a bottle. It's the same as kissing, right?
Okay, but then why are earbuds and putting in earbuds and sharing earbuds? Why is that?
I can't explain the logic, but it is there.
Why is there an ick there?
It's just gross. I don't know. I don't understand.
216-474-0104. Are you with my wife on this about sharing earbuds? Is that really an ick? And what else will you never share with your SO? And if they ever use it, you're getting a new one.
You're like, fine, it's yours now.
216-474-0104. This is how we do it. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we were just talking about how I think it's strange that my wife, Paula, draws the line at sharing headphones, earbuds with me. She got grossed out ordering a new pair just because I wanted to borrow her pair. It just seems odd. We share so much.
But not those.
But earbuds is what she has a problem with. Bree in Lorraine, do you see my wife's point?
Oh, definitely. I do not want someone else's. Yeah, it's so gross.
But it's your...
I would never.
It's your SO. It's the one you love.
I don't care.
You can love your significant other and still think they're kind of yucky sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah, that would do it for me. I had one use my toothbrush one time because he forgot his at his house. And I mean, I had like a full episode. You can understand why I was so upset, but it's like, what do you mean? Like, you know,
did you guys stay together?
We did that particular day, and I went to use my toothbrush, and it was wet. And I'm asking him, did you use my toothbrush? And he's like, yeah. Like, it was no big deal. And, I mean, I just had, like, a full-blown meltdown.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, you're tripping. And I'm like, no, that is so gross because, like, all the food that was in your mouth and – it's just all over my toothbrush now.
Ugh.
See, what I'm hearing here is that the toothbrush, they didn't break up that day, but she never forgot it.
And maybe they should have. Maybe that should have been the catalyst.
Serena in Willowick, good morning.
Good morning.
Sharing headphones or earbuds, is that a no-no for you?
Hard pass. Anything that's a cootie catcher, water bottles, earbuds, toothbrushes, hard pass for me.
What about a utensil?
Cootie catcher.
All right. See, you're, even with your SO.
Yeah, he can get his own fork. He can get his own earbuds. No, thank you.
See, that's why it's strange for me and Paula, because we share water bottles. She will take my fork and take a bite of something. That's why the earbuds thing to me is strange.
I think it's a different situation. I can't explain why, but I understand the logic that it is. I don't know. It's just gross.
Crystal in Cleveland. Crystal, what's something else that you will never share with your SO?
Razors and shower sponges. Lucas.
Okay. Two great examples. Let's cover razors first. Now, I would not mind sharing a razor. It's not a gross, weird thing for me to share a razor. It's more of a, I don't want her to dull my razor. Like, I'm not grossed out by her using the razor. I just wouldn't want her to use it because it needs to be sharp. I need to put this razor on my neck. I don't want it to be dull.
Mm.
But you're grossed out by the razor.
Yeah, I just think with the dead skin and you take a chance of cutting yourself, infections, especially staph and MRSA. It's just, if your skin is sensitive, that's something you don't want to really mess with, I feel like.
Okay, loofah is a good one, too. You would never share a loofah with
loofah goes in parts of the body that I'd rather not be a part of at that moment.
Okay.
Exactly.
What about, how do you stand on the loofah, Alyssa?
Oh, yeah, we don't share loofah. I get Bryce his own loofah. He doesn't use it, but it sits in the shower. It's there if he wants it, but he is not using mine.
Paula and I use the same loofah.
Are you kidding me, Bill?
And she won't share earbuds?
Does she know that you use the loofah?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive.
You might want to check.
It's the only one in there. What does she think I'm using?
Your hands?
The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Gone and closed.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.